The 20-year-old MCAS test for Massachusetts public school students is getting a makeover. By 2019, they'll be taking the update on a computer. It's MCAS 2.0. But as the state gets set to roll it out, some are calling for a completely different way of evaluating student learning. For the latest part in our week-long Edify series called Pass-Fail, Evaluating 25 Years of Education Reform, we spoke with Jack Schneider. He leads research for a consortium looking at new student assessments, and he's an assistant professor in education at UMass Lowell. We started by asking Schneider if he thinks any kind of student assessment is necessary.
Absolutely. It depends on what you're trying to do with them, though. I mean, my criticism is that currently, assessment systems measure too little in that they're really looking at what can be gauged through a standardized test that is externally developed and that is applied really primarily in just two subject areas. It's ignoring so many things that we care about in schools in terms of things like how safe students are, how cared for, how they're developing character traits. And then secondly, I would say that it measures a whole lot more than it should. And so we learn more about student demographic characteristics from standardized test scores than we do about what students are actually learning.
You mean socioeconomic status?
Yeah, the standardized test scores tend to correlate fairly strongly with demographic variables like race, family income, parental educational attainment. We already have that information.
But just so we're clear on this, are you saying that we don't need to know how kids are doing on math and English and in other subject areas?
No, that's not what I'm saying. In fact, one of our projects is to learn even more about that, to build a performance assessment system so that we can actually look at the kinds of student work that teachers are doing with their pupils, so that instead of relying on machine-scored, externally developed standardized tests, we can actually use richer and better classroom-embedded, teacher-developed information.
So what in your mind are some of the most important things that should be measured that aren't?
I always lean first on school culture. There's a big body of research that indicates that successful schools have positive, safe, academically-oriented school cultures.
How would we do that?
One of the ways that we do it through our consortium is we use student and teacher perception surveys, which have been benchmarked through a pretty rigorous research process, which end up providing pretty rich and interesting data that reveal how students and teachers are experiencing the school climate of the organizations that they're in 180 days a year.
Back to a bigger question. In your opinion, how is Massachusetts doing compared to the rest of the country right now? I ask because, of course, we all know that Massachusetts is number one in the U.S. News and World Report rankings. Do you think that's accurate?
Massachusetts has very low rates of poverty on average, and we tend to have a very highly educated populace on average. What that means is that most of our students come into school ready to learn and ready to absorb the curriculum that's being delivered. But if your concern is with the least advantaged in Massachusetts, we have huge achievement gaps that haven't been closed by the approach that's been taken for the past quarter century. And so if that's your concern, I would say Massachusetts is not first in the nation. We may be dead last if you're looking at the achievement gap.
Since you're talking about achievement gaps, how do you respond to the claim that some make that moving away from the MCAS would represent a surrender of sorts to achievement gaps as it might create a way of lowering standards?
I don't think anybody who is seriously pushing back against standardized tests is going to win on the argument that we need no measurement, that we need no accountability. I think the winning argument and what we're trying to build a coalition around is the idea that we can do a whole lot better, that we can assess more, that we can assess in a way that does not simply just reflect family demography. And so I don't think the goal is to throw away measurement. I think the goal is to learn from the past 25 years and to build an assessment system of the future.
Jack Schneider, good to meet you. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Jack Schneider is Research Director for the Massachusetts Consortium for Innovative Education Assessment.